All the biggest hits. Yeah. All day long.
And the biggest guests. You know what it is. Weeknights with Helen Gallagher.
On the show with me right now, it's Sigrid, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Your accent is amazing, by the way.
Oh, not as amazing as your accent. Your accent is amazing.
Well, I love Scotland because of all the like the BBC drama series I've seen.
I hear that you like The Crown. Are you watching that on Netflix?
The Crown. Oh, I love it. But yeah, I think it's... there are some scenes from Scotland up there. So I just... Scotland is a Highlands.
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating.
Wait, so let's talk about your accent. We just totally brushed over that. You are from... Norway.
Yeah.
But you kind of... I'm getting a bit of like Ireland in there. You kind of...
You're not the first one to say that. I've heard that quite a lot, actually.
You're not the first one to say that. I've heard that quite a lot.
Is that quite Irish? Yeah.
That is very Irish.
I think it's just my Norwegian accent mixed up with British. And yeah. That's how that happened.
It sounds totally cool.
Keep that going
forever.
Yeah. My goal is to get a Scottish accent, but that would just be weird maybe since I'm not from Scotland.
That's everybody's ultimate goal. Do you want to try a Scottish accent right now?
Oh, right now.
Right now.
I know.
So
from
Scotland.
Sigrid. Something like that.
Aye. What can we say? My name's Sigrid and I like haggis. Why don't you try that?
What?
Right,
what
so haggis is... Do you know what haggis is?
No.
Haggis is like the contents of a sheep's stomach wrapped up inside a sheep's stomach. And we deep fry it here and then we eat it. And it's really nice. It sounds disgusting, but it's really nice.
You kind of make Norway sound a bit normal now because like the Norway's national dish... It's a sheep's head. Oh. But I think the inside of a sheep's stomach is probably even worse.
Yeah, it does sound worse, but actually when you say a sheep's head, it sounds absolutely mangy.
Yeah, like the delicatessen is like the eye.
Ah. Oh. Ugh. But listen, I'll try a sheep's eye if you try some haggis. Next time you're here, we'll arrange
next time.
That, right? I don't know where we'll get a sheep's head in Scotland, because that sounds pretty illegal here, but anyway. What a year you've had. You've came a long way since that band that you had with your sister that was named after your...
Our dead cat.
Your deceased cat.
Yeah.
So you want to tell us what that was about? Why did you name a band after your cat that died?
Well, it started with me and my sister playing a lot of music together. My sister is a wonderful singer. She doesn't work with music because she wanted to pursue her more career in business.
Okay. She's aiming to get a real job then.
But yeah, we had a band. It was called Sala Says Meep after our dead cat.
We're
quite the crazy cat family. So yeah, rest in peace, Sala. We miss you.
You didn't stuff it or that, did you? You didn't stuff the cat.
What?
No. But you said you were a crazy cat family. You could have...
Well, not that crazy. Just like a crazy love. More, yeah.
Okay. No, I wouldn't have... The cat is no longer in the house. Good to know.
No, it's not.
Tell us about the Justice League movie. You've done the soundtrack for it. It's a re-sing of Leonard Cohen's Everybody Knows. Was that a big moment for you? Are you a Justice League fan?
Oh, it's a crazy moment. Such an honor. And the coolest thing is that after the soundtrack was out and, you know, my cover of Leonard Cohen is in the movie, there was a friend of mine that gave me a link to a Wikipedia article about this comic hero that was in the Justice League comics in the 80s.
Yeah.
She was called Sigrid.
No way!
No, it's true. It's true.
But frantically Googling right now, trying to find out if this is true.
She was called Sigrid Nansen. Sigrid Nansen, yeah.
Sigrid Nansen, Justice... Oh my God!
Yeah.
It is true!
Ice Maiden. Yeah, that was her name.
That is so cool. Do you think that's why they chose you?
Oh, I don't think so. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe they could bring her back and you could be the Ice Maiden.
Well, that would be amazing.
Would you be up for that?
Yeah.
I'm asking as if I can make it happen. I cannot make that happen.
No, seriously, that would be really cool.
Good to know that if it is on the cards that you would be up for it. All right, let's do screenshot roulette. So basically, it involves this roulette wheel here. It involves your phone and your screenshots folder. I'll spin this thing, chuck the ball on. Whichever number it lands at, you've got to go to your screenshots folder and count back that many and tell us what it is.
Okay,
here we go. I'm chucking this ball on. It's number 11, Sigrid. No lying if it's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, it's actually a screenshot of the remix of my brother's new single that I'm singing on.
Your brother's got a single as well?
Yeah, yeah, my brother's a musician.
What? You must be the most musical family ever.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a screenshot of a remix that is out. It's a single that I'm singing on.
Okay, just give that a plug right now then. What's your brother's name and what's the single called?
Telef. Telef Rabe. R-A-A-B-E.
Right, go listen to that then. That's Sigrid's brother and she is singing on it. Listen, man, yep. Thank you so much for being here. It was so cool chatting to you. And we can't wait to have you back in Scotland because your tour kicks off real soon. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, very excited for that. Can't wait.
Here's the thing that you could do. When you're here, you should try and get a hear way, and the crowd will do the rest. All right? The crowd will shout the
hear
rest.
Way.
So you just, when you're singing, like on the build-up to a song, you go, yeah. Hear way, hear way.
What does that mean?
It's like hear we.
Oh!
Hear we, and then they'll shout, hear we.
And then put a swear word in.
And then shout go.
Well, thank you for the tip.
Listen, enjoy Scotland, and next time you're here, come and see us and we'll do that sheep's head haggis thing.
Oh yeah, would love to.
But
I'll
maybe
see you then.
You'll need to bring your sheep's head, obviously, because like, just...
Yeah, I'll bring it in my suitcase.
Good luck getting through customs with that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Sigrid, thank you so much for being here. Sigrid, everybody!
No, thank you for having me.
Listen live every Sunday to Thursday evening.